from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ken Dorsey was speaking, Browns offensive coordinator, today, and was talking about Deshaun Watson, the offense, and reeling in Deshaun versus setting Deshaun free.
The biggest thing that you want to do for these guys is not take away their instincts. You know, some of the best quarterbacks that have been out there, they're the ones who are step out of that box, and those are the guys who make, yeah, they make those plays work, you know, when they step out of that box, either with a scramble or, hey, why'd you throw it there? That's not part of the progression. Versus, well, I saw this, or, you know, just instinctually they have that in them. So there's that balance of staying within the system while also not handicapping them from what they instinctually do best. And so I think that's the big thing, and just understanding, you know, there's going to be plays that he's going to make, some exceptional plays for us that no one else in this league can make. And he's going to be able to do that for us, balancing that with, hey, there's a time to throw it away and move on to the next down. I think it's just a balance you got to strike with these guys and make sure, you know, you don't put the handcuffs on them in too many ways.
Now, there's something that stood out apparently to you. What was that?
It was the idea that there's throws that he can make that nobody else can make. There's plays that nobody else in the NFL can make. When Deshaun came into the league, I think that there might have been some truth to that. He came in the same draft class as Patrick Mahomes. Since he's come in, though, we have Mahomes, we have Josh Allen, we have Joe Burrow, we have Herbert, we have all these other quarterbacks, Lamar, all these guys. What play is Deshaun Watson doing that cannot be done? And I'm a Deshaun supporter. We need to make that abundantly clear, okay?
I should have led with that.
I think Deshaun's going to be good this year, as I bash him right now. But I think Deshaun's going to be good this year. But in today's NFL, what play is he possibly making that we haven't seen done before?
Well, I don't think it's specific. Well, and by the way, you can say the same thing about Mahomes. Like, people say, oh, I've never seen that play before. I watched Brett Favre play.
I've never seen someone do a behind-the-back pass the way Mahomes did in the preseason. That is legitimately a play I've never seen done before.
I've never seen somebody make the behind-the-pass behind the back pass, and at it's a completion. I've seen the off the ass pass. That's just being a Browns fan. We all watch Brandon Whedon play or Colt McCoy play. But no, I mean, I don't think that's too hyperbolic. I mean, I think the whole point of what enticed you to trade for Deshaun is those, what was that plays? So that's maybe how I define it. When I heard him, I didn't think of like a specific throw across your body, 60 yards into the wind with a sun in your eye and a defender on your legs. Like I looked at it more of the, what was that plays? Which, that is Mahomes. That is what Deshaun was in Houston.
But it implies a layer above of what we already see from Mahomes and Allen and all these other guys. And that's where he kind of lost me a little bit. I mean, Allen, he probably would have lost me if he just said, I think of him the same way I think of Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or some of these other top quarterbacks. But he was like, nah, he can do above that. He can make these plays nobody else can make. And it's like, can he really? Is that Deshaun? And I'm not asking Deshaun to be that, by the way. I need to make that abundantly clear. I'm asking him to make impressive plays. I don't need him to be the number one quarterback in the NFL, though. That's never what I've needed from him. I need to have confidence that he can make wild plays for sure, but he has to be a unicorn out there. I just don't know that he can be either.
So we're in an interesting spot where I'm the person saying pump the brakes early in the season because I'm not entirely confident the offense is going to be ready when you hit the field against Dallas or the first couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
At the same point, by the end of this contract, do I need to see unicorn? Yeah.
Well, at the end of this contract, hopefully that's 3 more years from now and we get to see that through.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I stop short of saying at some point this year I need to see the unicorn. Probably is the reality, right? Like, you didn't trade for, hey, you can make throws Jared Goff can make. No offense to Jared Goff. You know, hey, you and Geno Smith, right there together with the plays you can make. The reason why you moved on from Baker was because he couldn't allegedly make those plays.
Right.
So, like,
Well, what Ken is telling you here is that he's seeing reasons to believe why that's true.
Do you not believe that?
Based off of everything that people that have been out there, because we haven't seen it. I mean, I was out in training camp one day. I can't tell you, you know? I mean, I think I've made the case before. The last three games we've seen Deshaun play, three best games we've ever seen him play in a Browns uniform. We don't talk about those games as often for different reasons, mainly because the Arizona game, Arizona scored 0 points. The defense was great. Tennessee game, Tennessee scored 3 points. Derrick Henry went for 20 total yards on 11 carries.
Okay, but even
they
there,
were great, but Deshaun was awesome.
But even in what's interesting about that is I think it goes to my theory that the weight is so skewed right now. For most fans listening right now, I do think the unicorn is what they need. I think for the psyche, after the last 2 years, how poorly people think this is gone. And I don't agree with the assessment 100%. It's not gone the way it should have, but I think there's been some loading up on how bad it allegedly looked last year. But like, even in what you just said there, well, in the Tennessee game, that's a bad team. In Arizona, it's like, okay, so we can only count the moments he looked good against good teams.
No,
when
I'm
he
giving
only
him,
played
I'm giving
five
him credit
games.
For those games. I'm saying he looked great in those games.
Well, but I think that is the theory. Like, getting back to the idea of he at some point he damn well better be a unicorn, because I think you were sold a unicorn.
Haven't fans adjusted their expectations, though? We were sold a unicorn. We got him with the idea and the promise of a unicorn. Haven't we adjusted our expectations accordingly?
Well, okay. I have in the intermediate. Long term, no. I'm cool with this year being
I remember being on the air, Nick, when the deal went down and everything like that, and I was saying Super Bowls with an S. I don't say Super Bowls with an S anymore. We have to, at some point, I mean, you get new information, you see new things, you got to at some point readjust. We can't be living on what the expectation was the moment that he signed.
You and I are in agreement with that, but if this is where watching it every day and living it like you and I do is different from where fans are, where fans pop in and out a little bit more.
Sure, if you were promised, jobs, they got things to do.
If you were promised a unicorn and you got a donkey, you felt like you got a donkey, I think you'd be pretty disappointed.
All right, well, does it make you feel better that Ken Dorsey's saying the unicorn's back on the table? If you took it off like I did, it's back on the table. Ken Dorsey's saying he can do things nobody else in football can do, make plays nobody else in football can do. By the way, 24 hours after Deshaun, never talked as confident as I've ever heard him talk. And then for whatever it's worth, his quarterback's coach also went on national radio and spoke about how great he was as well. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's got to give you some hope.
Does it make me feel better? No. Do I think it adds one scintilla more of potential pressure on Deshaun? Yes. And I think that's what's interesting about Ken Dorsey's comments. Jack, CLE512 saying, we've been saying, what was that play for 25 plus years? Yes, a positive affirmation. No, that's what we're going for. We're looking for incredulity on the positive side of things. What do you guys make of Ken Dorsey's over-the-top endorsement of Deshaun Watson?
I guess the part that confuses me, Nick, is that he didn't have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And even yesterday with Deshaun and how confident Deshaun was, he didn't have to say it the way that he did. I wonder why now, because they spent all off season. Ken Dorsey didn't rave about Deshaun Watson. And even though it was a couple weeks ago, he talked nicely on him, but he didn't talk about him in the Mahomes Allen way that he just talked about him today. And I don't know. Did you think maybe Deshaun turned a corner? Do you think something really happened in the previous week?
I mean, we had James Palmer on earlier this week, and he had said that there'd been quiet optimism within the Browns because it felt like Deshaun had found his groove.
I mean, this is loud optimism right now, though.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's interesting, the timing of it.
But can I tell you, like when I heard it, I heard the verbose and, you know, he can make plays that nobody can make. I did hear that. I also heard what I think the offense should be. And that is less structure, but enough structure that there's still something there for the other players. Like, structure really is, like an offensive system, like the Kubiak thing. I think that structure is more for the head coach, the play caller, and for the other players in the offense, the offensive line. It's know where you have to be and when you have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers greatly benefits those rhythm throws, those timing throws. I think for a quarterback, though, especially one like Deshaun, and I'm not trying to say like Mahomes, but Mahomes is another one of these guys, those guys don't do as well in structure. Yes, there is structure around them, but mostly part of what makes them magic is the ability to go out there and it's a play, well, this guy wasn't here at this time, he wasn't open, move around and make something happen. Like the
backyard football of it all.
Yeah, but like I don't that used to be a derogatory thing. right? Like that used to be like a pejorative say about Johnny Manziel.
We used to always say that about like game managers too, the same way. It used to be looked as a bad thing. I think now both things are looked at as a good thing these days.
But like I think, to me, what I heard is, I still have questions about Dorsey and Stefanski and the give and take of what one guy knows and likes and what another guy knows and likes. And I think we make it out to be, they'll work it out. Yeah, but working it out week one and working it out week 17 are two very, very different working it out and how it might look on the field. But I love to hear, hey, we realize we got to peel back some of that structure so we can let this guy go cook.
It doesn't make you feel bad, that's for sure. Has it changed your expectations for week one, though? Because let's say the light bulb did go off and Palmer's right, and then now there's a reason why all this confidence is happening. Has it changed your expectations then for week one? Because in my opinion, and they're just words. Words don't mean anything in the big picture of it. But when you have this many people speaking the way that they're thinking and the way that they are, I'm going to believe that something did happen in the previous week. Some sort of breakthrough, some sort of something for Deshaun that is drastically different than what we saw with all the reporters coming out and telling us that the offense didn't look particularly good this preseason.
Here's where I think I'm like every other Browns fan out there. I'm done with words. If you had, like, because remember, last offseason, it was, man, wait till you see this offense. Deshaun was out there. Stefanski, AVP,
But we were out there, too, though. The difference in that, in my opinion, is that I remember year one, I remember walking away from one of the training camps and being like, Jacoby Brissett looks like a high school player. Mm-hmm. He looks like a high school quarterback next to Deshaun Watson. That's how impressive he was in those moments. And we did it again last year, but this year was a completely different tune, Nick.
No, because I think this is a walk softly and carry a big stick year. Like, there is nothing that can happen before 4:25 on Sunday that is going to sway me in any kind of way.
There was no walking softly in what Dorsey had to say, and none of what Deshaun had to say yesterday either.
But that makes it the rarity, but it doesn't give me any... It's not all of a sudden like I just turned on the Jets and I've got brown and orange colored glasses. No, to me, like, and I'll be honest with you, guys, one game shouldn't be enough. I've seen a good game from Deshaun. Now, it's been discredited as, well, he played like that against Arizona, or he played that way against Tennessee. I don't know why I made that person sound like a bro. bro, come on.
But I get the backer's hat on.
I do.
We're broing out right here.
I'm in
it's
the
okay.
The bro zone. Oh.
The bro zone.
Didn't like it as soon as it left my lips.
I thought you were going to say highway to the bro zone for some reason. It was going to get real.
Don't make me sing the song, because God help me, I will, and there goes our careers. But
songbird of our generation.
But I got to say, like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One game shouldn't be enough. And this is not to say, like, one game shouldn't be enough in the negative or the positive.
All right, well, tell me this. Am I reaching too much? Because I've been a Deshaun Watson supporter for the previous, this whole offseason. I'm of the belief that the final three games of last year was enough for me to see. That tells me he's still a good football player. I saw it. Passer rating in the 120s in the Arizona game, 110s in the Tennessee game, and we've talked about that second half with the Ravens game until, ad nauseum, right? Like, am I reaching here with the idea that because Deshaun's speaking the way he's speaking and Dorsey's speaking the way he's speaking, that I want to buy into that too much? I need this right now before week one against Dallas.
Yeah, probably. I think everybody should just simmer down on this Dallas game. on one end. I still think they should win. I still have sky-high expectations on the defense when it comes to the offense. By October 20th, I need to see the offense. I need to see explosive plays. I need to see 30 points a game. I need to see, you know, people getting their butts out of the seats to cheer.
What did you say? October 20th? So by the time they take on the Bengals?
I'll be honest with you, it probably should be October 13th.
That's going to be seven games into the season?
Yeah. Well, but that's – I'm not – you know what? I'm going to go to the Philly game because I'm going to give you a five-week grace period to fix this bleep and figure it the hell out. So that being said, will I enjoy a great game from Deshaun on Sunday? Absolutely. But I'll say the caveat will be, all right, we got Jacksonville this week. And then you string three of them together. Okay, it's getting tougher to ignore the momentum. All right, let's see it when you go to Philly. If they hit the ground running, awesome. But the idea that that should be the expectation, because it's all put on Deshaun. Well, it's time. No more excuses. It's like he doesn't have a healthy offensive line. The offensive line's not practiced together all offseason long. You are working in Jerry Jeudy. There is no Nick Chubb. It is a new offense. And by the way, Kevin Stefanski is calling a new offense for the first time in his career. Like, that's a lot of new. And new can lead to complications.
We've seen this team for how many years, though? I know you said it's a lot of new, and there is some new attached to it all, but how many years have we done with this offense, with Njoku, now with Amari Cooper there for the year three of him, the same offensive line we've had forever? This whole team
health matters. Continuity on the O-line, being able to practice together, really matters.
We've had the foundation for this team for so long. I mean, think about the different contracts we have for 5 years now. We've had different guys, six, 7 years.
I totally hear you. But when it comes to the O-line, if you go into the season and those guys don't have reps together, it doesn't matter if Deshaun's your quarterback, Baker's your quarterback, Spurgeon wins your quarterback. That'll be one of the things where I go, we got to check ourselves.
We're definitely going to have that for week one.
Well, but that's the thing. We got to check ourselves a little bit here as the offensive line gets settled.
You got Lawrence and Parsons, and you're going to have a brand new offensive line you've never had before.
Yeah, and I think that matters. So again, long term through this season, I need the unicorn. I need a top 12 offense. But I think it's a lot to just say, well, Deshaun better figure it out. Joe Burrow ain't figuring it out with a bad offensive line, no health around him, and his best weapon out. And his best weapon is Nick Chubb, whether we think it's Amari Cooper or not. It's Nick Chubb's the best weapon on this offense that isn't Deshaun Watson. So, all right, the figure it out stuff works when you have everything in your favor. Right now, I don't think there's anything in Deshaun's favor other than he's been here for 2 years.
I get it. I guess I'm just a little surprised. I know this is how we work, right? Most sports talk radio hosts, we take nothing that these guys say. It's just a grain of salt, right? We don't take it as gospel. We don't sit there and genuflect at the altar of Ken Dorsey or anything. I just think it's such a stark contrast based off of what we had been hearing for a month or so, and the fact that we have seen in the previous 24 hours that unicorn that we're talking about. Maybe they did see something, and maybe I'm just letting myself get all excited because I need something to get excited about, and I need to believe he's going to be fine week one, because I don't want to sit there and do the same thing you're doing right now. And it's what I might end up doing, by the way, but I don't want to do that, where I'm like, all right, I won't judge him until week five. I'm not going to judge him until we take on the Eagles. I'm not going to judge him until we get enough of the offense in place. I mean, it's what if we take the first couple weeks for granted? It starts to spiral because Deshaun isn't there. You lose some confidence within the team, and then before you know it, we're upstream.
You're already snowballing.
I know.
So my point is not.
I know.
My point is not. Don't judge Deshaun. It is understand that you're grading a work in progress. That is a little different than every week being an indictment on Deshaun Watson. And I think that's more where my head is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.